Stacey, tell me about Reuben's Retreat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us as well. We're really, really pleased and so grateful, as always, to be working with you all over there. So Reuben's Retreat, we are a small charity that support families that have suffered the loss of a child and families that face an uncertain future with a child or children living with medical complexities. We're just over 11 years old now, and we were sadly born out of the loss of a little boy called Reuben. And Reuben's mummy decided that he's short but precious life was not going to be in vain, and Reuben's legacy was born just over 11 years ago now. And in that time, we've supported over 1,700 individuals, predominantly northwest, but we have gone as far north as Fife and as far south as Devon, but predominantly northwest.
I mean, 11 years, it's quite a legacy, that, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's a lovely tribute to Reuben. Reuben was 23 months when he passed, so a very short life, but has had a lasting impression and a measured impact on so many people. I think Nicola always says that every life, no matter how short, can make the biggest difference, makes a big difference, and Reuben's is testament to that.
And where are you based?
So we're over in Glossop. Our retreat is in Glossop, at the top of Howard Park. It's an old cottage hospital that we bought in 2014, directly from the NHS, and we've been renovating it in stages ever since.
Now, one of the questions that we ask our charities is, obviously, COVID has been a bit of an issue for all the charities we've spoken to. How has it impacted Reuben's Retreat?
COVID, believe it or not, was our busiest time on service delivery because our families, naturally, it was a very stressful time for them and, a very anxious time for them, because for a lot of the children that we support, a typical common cold can be fatal. So the fear of catching something like COVID was really, heightening a lot of anxieties within our families, so they needed our support more than ever. That came coupled with a time, that we couldn't do events. The community events we'd normally do were closed off because of the restrictions in place. So it came coupled with a time of limited income. So it was very challenging. But as a charity, we always try to look for the positives in everything. Our charity was founded on the most negative event a family could probably ever face. So we have to take the positives out of everything. And we had a lot of positive learnings out of COVID. We had some new support services that were formed and born during COVID. Our Dad's Club was founded and has run ever since COVID. And our Hub, which is a support group for siblings of poorly children, that was founded during COVID because we recognised that support out there for certain dynamics of our community certainly was limited. So we had a lot of positive learnings. However, financially, it was very heavily impacted because people just could not fundraise. The things like the marathon or our annual ball and anything that was community and people-based couldn't go ahead. So it was very challenging, but what we will take out of it is the positive learnings.
I mean, interesting that certain things were born out of COVID that you hadn't done before. I suppose it's that necessity, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we had a lot of families that because of being furloughed or sadly redundant, they maybe had more time in their hands, so the distraction of work wasn't there, as well as a lot more children being at home because the schools were closed in special educational needs settings, and even many hospitals and hospice services were closed, so heightens anxieties there. So it was important to put in those extra tiers of support.
The next problem on the horizon, or even that we're already going through right now, is the cost of living crisis.
Yeah, I know. And again, affects everyone, really, and so many people, and charities included, people that used to support. Everybody's having to tighten in budget. Energy costs, for example, our energy costs have rocketed. So if I was have as a charity to run our building, then everybody's households have. So things are just so much tighter. So we come out of COVID, had a little bit of positive spring in our step as a nation, not just as a charity. And then, of course, the cost of living crisis hit. So, yeah, one thing after another. But as I said before, we're very positive, and we try to ensure that we take as much positivity and learnings out of it as we can. So we're very dynamic. We think on our feet a lot, fundraising especially. So different ways in which people can support for free. So, for example, Easy Fundraising, which is an app that people can download, and you donate as you shop, and there's no extra cost to the consumer. The retailer covers that. So there's different ways in which people can support that's not costing a lot or certainly is free. So we try to promote them more than ever because we understand that times are very tough for a lot of families.
It is hard, it is. And I was going to say, the impact on fundraising, you have to, again, come up with different ideas. What are the standard things that you do, you know, if there wasn't COVID and cost of living? What are the sort of things? So I heard you mention the ball before and that kind of stuff. Is it events a lot of the ways you raise funds?
Yes, so we are completely funded by the wonderful, generous and kind public. We don't currently receive any statutory funding from government, NHS, anything like that. So we are completely funded by kind hearts and generous souls. So anything from raffles and bake sales and non-uniform days right through to people climbing, you know, mountains or running marathons or jumping out of planes. You name it, we have fundraisers that will have it covered. We're very lucky, we've got some great support. But yes, so the stalwart events that we do are for things like the Manchester 10K, and we have our annual ball, Roo Ball, which is a fantastic evening. It's the 13th of July 2024, and it's over at the Bolton White Stadium, and it's a great event, a really nice social event for those that don't want to run or necessarily swim or cycle or anything physical. They'd rather party. So that's a really good event. So we have some really good stalwart events, which are actually available on your website, as well as our website as well, which is just rubensretreat.org.
I suppose as well, it's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, you don't get a lot of money for a sponsored sit down, do you? So it does seem to be that this physical stuff is always the way to go with it.
You're not going to sponsor someone to do something that they're comfortable with. So you have to put yourself out, you know, push yourself out of that comfort zone. So like I said, last year we had five people that did a skydive for us. I wasn't one of them. I was cheering them on from the ground. But we had, people that pushed themselves out those comfort zones to raise money. And even things like the 10K, that's, you know, a massive achievement for people as well. So and anything like that, like the 10K, or we have had some Snowdon treks. We've had the Yorkshire Three Peaks. And as I said, 20 really, really intrepid adventurers took on Everest Base Camp this year in April. So that is a big, you know, push out the comfort zone. So I think that's the things that turn people's head and think, oh yeah, I'll sponsor that. And you've got a longevity there because you can track your journey or your training and everything beforehand as well. So people want to watch that journey and want to watch it conclude a fundraising. That's what it's all about.
Do you have a fundraising team there?
We do, yes. So myself, and then we've got Lisa Shannon, and we have Kate as well. So we've got four on the fundraising team here at Rubens.
Because I was going to ask, is it one of the things where you sort of sit together once a week and go, right, how can we raise money this time? Or do you get ideas from people who get in touch and regular sponsors?
A bit of both, really, to be honest, Andy, a bit of both. So we do have regular catch-ups where we sort of, you know, bounce ideas off each other, and we ask the rest of the team as well that are in family service delivery team, because actually the skydive was someone on the family service team that wanted to do that. So we're like, all right, let's open up to the public. So we ask anybody for ideas, but our supporters, you know, we always ask them what they'd like to do. It's important that they do something that, although it pushes them out of the comfort zone, they're going to have to enjoy it, otherwise they'd never get into it and maybe not repeat it. So, and we want to retain those supporters. So we always ask for ideas, and we do have a lot of regular donations and regular givers, and, of course, our wonderful community that support, you know, like schools and Rotary groups and Masons and everybody, like uniform groups such as Rainbows, Cobs, Scouts, Brownies. We're so blessed, honestly. We work on positivity, and positivity is nothing quite like the power of people.
The British public, I mean, one of the things I've learnt doing a Charity of the Week over the last few weeks is the generosity of the British public, even when they're struggling themselves.
Absolutely. I think there's something that when you are having hard times or you have been through something, not necessarily financially, but you have been through, there's, you know, something, there's a great reward in doing something for someone else. And I think there's no one like the great British public for that. You know, you just have to watch things like Children in Need and the likes, and you're just reaffirmed positively that there are very, very good people out there. For the most, people are very kind and generous and want to help others.
Now, if anybody wanted to either, say, get in touch with an idea for fundraising, or if there's any families that need help, what's the best way of getting hold of you?
So we are on www.rubensretreat.org. Really important for anybody that needs support out there. As I said, we support families of child loss and families who have a child that faces an uncertain future with a medical complexity. So it's really important that they get in touch if they need our help. You know, we are here for them. Our email for that is just support@rubensretreat.org. And for anybody that would like to help us help others by fundraising or gifting some time or expertise, because we're always looking for volunteers as well, you can just email fundraising@rubensretreat.org.